Hey there, this is Emily, and before we jump into today's episode, I want to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Like you're in a rut that you just can't seem to climb out of? Well, you're not alone. And today I want to share something that's a game changer, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed and tired. The kind of tired that sleep doesn't fix. If snapping at your loved ones has become a habit and you're finding more comfort in binge watching shows and chocolate than anything else, it is time for a shift, and I've got just the thing for you, my free Empower You Strengths Assessment. This isn't just any assessment, it's the start to rediscovering what makes you powerful. Stop the spiral and start living with intention. Download your free assessment and start uncovering the strengths that are uniquely yours. Go to theleaptolead.com/guide or click the link in the show notes. Start your journey to a more confident and impactful you. Hey there, and welcome to The Leap to Lead. I'm your host, Emily Rogers, and as a transition and leadership coach, I'm here to guide you on your journey to reignite and reshape your life. Whether you're gearing up for promotion, reshuffling your career, wanting to find better balance, or embarking on the path of business ownership, you're in the right place. Together, we'll share tips and laugh about the mess ups. It's about becoming unstuck, embracing change, and stepping into your power. And I am here with you every step of the way. So let's dive in and let your second act be your best act. Welcome to The Leap to Lead, the podcast where your journey starts. Finding your strengths in midlife. Have you ever felt like you're standing at a crossroads and you're unsure of which path to take? If you're in your 40s or 50s, you might be experiencing what I like to call the midlife muddle. It's that moment when you look around and wonder, is this it? Is there more to life than this? And on that note, let me share with you a little secret. There absolutely is more, and it starts with rediscovering your strengths. But first, let's bust a myth. Midlife is not about crisis. It's about opportunity. It's a chance to pause, reflect, and realign your life with who you truly are and what you really want. It's about shedding the shoulds that have accumulated over the years and embracing your authentic self. Now, you might be wondering, why focus on strengths? Shouldn't I be working on my weaknesses? Well, here's the thing. When you lean into your strengths, you're operating from a place of power, of confidence. You're more likely to succeed, feel fulfilled, and make a real impact. I hear you. That's great, Emily, but how? Well, there are a few steps to get you started. Firstly, reflect on your past successes. Think about times when you felt truly alive and accomplished. What were you doing? What skills were you using? Second, ask for feedback. Sometimes others see strengths in us that we overlook. So reach out to trusted friends, family, or colleagues. Ask them what they think you're great at. Third, try new things. Midlife is the perfect time to experiment. Take that cooking class, join that hiking group, or start that blog you've been dreaming about. You might uncover hidden talents and passions. Tip four is to pay attention to your energy. What activities make you lose track of time? What gives you a buzz of excitement? These are clues to your strengths and passions. Five, take a strengths assessment. There are many great tools out there that can help you identify your core strengths. And yes, I offer one too. I'll put the link in the show notes. Once you've identified your strengths, it's time to put them to work. This might mean pivoting in your career, starting a side hustle, or simply bringing more of your authentic self to your current role and relationships. Remember, it's never too late to reinvent yourself. In fact, midlife is the perfect time to do so. You've got wisdom of experience and energy to make things happen. How do I know this? Well, I've been exactly where you are. I found myself moving countries every 2 years supporting hubby's career. I felt lost. But it was in that feeling of stuckness that I rediscovered my own strengths and passions. And now I'm living a life I love, helping women like you do the same. So are you ready? It's time to dust off those strengths and let them shine. Remember, you're not starting over. You're starting from experience. And that is a beautiful place to begin.